Shadow Breakers, Day 3. A new spouse? It was the last thing I was looking for. After my divorce, the idea of a new spouse was repulsive to me. Making that kind of commitment and investing that kind of energy and trust into someone new was not on my radar. I didn't have the capacity for it, yet I needed someone who could be committed to me. Someone I could trust, who supported me and had an invested interest in my well-being. We all need someone in our lives who is for us in a deep and intimate way, and maybe even more so after we've gone through a divorce. Often we have family, friends, spiritual leaders, and co-workers who do their best to be there for us after our divorce, but something still feels missing. In the quiet moments, when all of those people are not around, we long for the intimacy of being fully known. Enters God. Isaiah 54 and verse 5 gives the assurance that your Maker will be your spouse. It doesn't get any more intimate than that, than being known, loved, and supported by the One who created us. So, on the days where the loneliness is palpable, or the need for companionship and help is great, know that God is a very present help. See Psalm 46, verse 1. It's not a cliche. God is near. And you can call out to the Almighty for whatever your needs may be, and God will supply them. See Philippians 4:19. We only have to open our spiritual eyes to see that God is with us. We only have to search the scriptures to discover all the ways God is for us. We only have to put God to the test to discover what a magnificent spouse God is. So go ahead, try Him. How has God been a good spouse to you lately? In what ways do you expect God to continue being your spouse? Today's promise: and my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19.